From WGCU News, I'm Ashley Lopez. According to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, up to 20% of Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. Some 68,000 veterans live in Lee County alone, and that number is expected to increase as more soldiers return home. With long wait times for appointments at the VA, finding psychiatric help poses a challenge for many. But WGCU's John Davis reports one North Fort Myers couple offers unique treatment through therapy with horses.
Keith and Gail Doxey opened Miles Ranch in North Fort Myers on Veterans Day 2013. The rural 20-acre site has become a haven for local veterans looking for help dealing with trauma-induced PTSD through horse therapy. Equine Assisted Therapy, or EAT, is growing in acceptance but is still considered experimental. Gail is a licensed mental health counselor. She says sometimes the vets ride the horses, but that's not technically part of the treatment.
The therapy itself involves doing exercises with the horses and perhaps building certain obstacles, things that they want to get around or get over or get through. And it'll be a metaphor for what they're experiencing in life.
With Gail as the therapist and her husband acting as horse handler, she says they mostly don't interfere, but instead observe the veteran working with the horse and trying to manipulate the massive animal's movements. Gail says watching veterans interact with the horses can tell her more about what her patients are feeling than a traditional talk therapy session.
They don't really have to verbalize, you know, if they're angry or if they're upset or even fearful. You can see it. So it's much easier for a therapist to be able to work with them rather than sitting and asking questions that they're not comfortable with.
Gail says horses, particularly skittish ones, are ideal for this.
Horses are hypervigilant because they're a prey animal. So they kind of have that startle response. They're very sensitive in nature. So they're going to be able to mimic, per se, people that have post-traumatic stress disorder.
Come here. What we're going to do is we're going to get some apples, and then you guys are going to come running right after me, aren't you? You're going to love it. We're not going to brush. They're being divas.
Retired U.S. Army Staff Sergeant and Purple Heart recipient Bobby Miniacci is one of the handful of vets who visit Miles Ranch for EAT treatment. The 32-year-old Iraq War veteran says for him, working with the horses helps harness another form of communication.
No matter what you say to them, they don't understand. So you have to learn how to control your gestures. And that's one of the things that you have to relearn. Like with having post-traumatic stress disorder, one of the things that kind of can come with it is getting frustrated really easily, or getting angry really easily, or getting anxious. And you can't do that with the horses. You have to be calm. It's like retraining yourself how to be around people through an animal.
Miniacci was deployed to Iraq in March of 2007, where he did one of the most dangerous jobs.
I was doing what was called route clearance. You're clearing the route, or clearing the roads for the infantry behind us. So we would go out and we would look for roadside bombs. And so while everyone else was trying to avoid them, we were out there looking for them. And unfortunately, the best way to find them is when they blow up next to you.
Just 4 months in, Miniacci took a sniper bullet to his right leg. The wound still hurts, but it was the PTSD diagnosis that kept him from returning to the Army. One of the biggest challenges is an overwhelming sense of worthlessness.
I went from being the guy in charge, who I was the leader of these men, to now I can't get a job. You know, I had one job in the past 6 years, and it was delivering pizza. And I couldn't even do that. You know, I got frustrated one day and I flew off the handle. But anyways.
Miniacci says the horse therapy and even just working on the ranch has helped him overcome that sense of not having a purpose.
When I come out here, I never have that feeling. And I was pretty much hooked that day because I loved what was going on. I loved what they had planned. And just getting to come out here, there's no judging, you know, and getting to just do some work, have a purpose again, it felt great.
Just as Miles Ranch helps veterans overcome personal trauma, the inspiration for the ranch itself was born out of personal tragedy. Following in his father's footsteps, Miles Doxey joined the Air Force at 17, but just weeks before basic training in 2006, he was killed in a car accident. Keith Doxey says Miles' horse gave them the idea.
We were searching for something that would pay homage to him, and And he used to have, well, he has Marshall, his horse, and he used to go out to the horse and when he needed to collect his thoughts, and it was a good thing for him, so we know that it always made him feel good.
Keith says that's what led them to begin an equine-assisted therapy program. They call it the Miles of Smiles Foundation. It's free. Right now, the Doxies have 2 horses and eventually hope to have up to 10. Meanwhile, Iraq War veteran Miniachi says he's healed enough to be living full-time with his 6-year-old daughter. They both come to love working with horses. John Davis, WGCU News.